blazing sun. Yes, please. A good book. Sleeping baby. Oh, yes. Weak bladder. No! Problem. For now, little leaks might happen, but they don't need to spoil a good time. Lights by Ten Aligners with 5-in-1 freshness keeps you fresh, dry, and protects from odour, whatever you're doing. Now, where was I? Lights by Ten Aligners. Available now. Hashtag Let's Talk Little Leaks.
Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on Ye Olde Brav and Netflix as well these days. Welcome to Selling Sunset Day. It's me, Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Guys, thank you so much for being with us here today. We love our Selling Sunset. We're super excited to be recapping it again today. Okay? Before we get started, go check out our other stuff. I do Rose Pricks, which is a Bachelor podcast. And Ben has another podcast called Game Brain. And he also does a cartoon on YouTube called The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which is amazing and has a new episode this week. So go check that out. We're both on Cameo. We're selling masks. So if you need to mask yourself up for these COVID-y times, go to crappensmerch.com and get those. And we've got some small businesses to shout out. Ben, you want to start?
Yes. This one is from one of our longtime listeners / readers from the TVgasm days, in fact, Angela, who wanted to give a big, big, big shout out to her friend Patty. So Patty and her husband and their 5 kids recently moved from Southern California to South Carolina, perhaps inspired by Southern charm. We'll just say yes, that's why she did it. And the thing is, though, so Patty actually has a custom home decor business, she ships all her stuff all across the U.S. But, of course, that move and the pandemic, not great timing because, you know, they're in a new place. They've got to create new connections, and that's hard on a small business. So go check out Patty's beautiful, beautiful work on Instagram at Found Vintage Treasures, or you can go check it out on Etsy at Fufu Lala Child. So at Found Vintage Treasures or Fufu Lala Child. And thank you so much, Angela, for giving that shout out to Patty and for being a supporter of both of ours for like years and years and years.
And we have a photographer named Erin May. Erin does product photography. So if you have products, you can send them to her and she'll set up a photo shoot for them, make you nice professional products. And she also does really good image editing and revamping. So you can mail her any Photoshop things and she'll Photoshop them for you, do the picture editing and all that good stuff. She can also customize any photo that you want into a personalized gift. If she can do pillows, mugs, t-shirts, reusable shopping bags, metal prints, all that good stuff. You can find her over on Instagram at Erin May Photography. That's E-R-I-N, Erin, N, May, M-A-E Photography. And tell them that Watch What Crappin sent you for 20% off every service. Give them a follow because it's always good to give an artist a follow on the Insta. That's Erin N. May Photography. Okay. Well,
whoa.
Now we're on to Selling Sunset. For those of you following along at home, this is season 2, episode 5, titled I'm Not Your Soldier.
Wow, there was so much drums in the Oppenheim office this week. I couldn't even believe it.
Yeah, there was like a lot happening. And I'm a mother, so
I'm a mother. Okay, so the episode opens up at an $8.5 million house on Hillcrest Drive. And so it's this big, beautiful house, of course. And so Jason shows up. He's just opening up the windows and the doors and everything like that to get it ready. And here comes Chriselle. You know, Jason has a celebrity client that he sold it to back a few years ago. And that celebrity client wants to settle down, so he needs to sell it. So
yeah, and Chriselle has, like, a celebrity client that she's looking for. So celebrity, because she's got a client who's a celebrity. So they need a celebrity house for a celebrity client who's a celebrity.
Well, I think this celebrity house would be really good for your celebrity, because a celebrity already lived here, and there's like a couch that celebrities can sit in, and it's actually a sunken couch, sunken living room. It makes celebrities feel like they're a little bit more grounded, so that's really great for your celebrity.
That's crazy, because celebrities love sunken couches, and I so happen to be looking for a celebrity, so pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm just worried that my celebrity will feel like it's not really warm in here, because it's like pretty cold and sterile. Maybe your celebrity is just like maybe like a cold, mean person, but like my celebrity is like a really warm one. So maybe you should like warm it up for me, please.
This is Chriselle looks insane, by the way. She comes in looking like little or like she's auditioning for Little Orphan Annie. It's like a it's like Little Orphan Annie as an adult. It's kind of like a glitter version of the Orphan Annie dress, and then she's got this bump it thing in the back of her head to kind of do like a 50s updo in the back, but it's flat. So it looks like she was maybe, I don't know, doing her hair and then like fell asleep in an alley somewhere. I don't know. She looks fucking crazy and I love it.
Yeah, she's. I actually did not take notice of what she was. Oh yeah, she did have the bump it. I do remember the bump it. It was like, I was like, does she have a bump it in right now? There's like a little bit of a lift in the back there.
Yeah. Oh, so he's showing her the pool. He's like, yeah, it took half a year to do the borderless. Which, you know, at night, it's really like soft and warm, as celebrities like. So yeah. Let's talk more about your celebrity. And she's like, well, she's a celebrity, so privacy is key. And privacy is great. I love the landscaping, which is private. And she has a house now that she's working on with someone else. And, you know, I just have to preview this for her because she's a celebrity.
Yeah, I love how we're both being really coy about our celebrities, you know, because we can't say it because, did you have to sign an NDA? Did you have to sign an NDA if you're a celebrity?
And she's like, this is very typical LA. My client is a celebrity who likes celebrity things as a celebrity. And you know when people say they have your people call my people? We're the people. Celebrity.
Yeah, like I officially represent Jenna Von Oy. Oh God, I violated the NDA. Oh God, Jenna's gonna kill me.
So they sit in the sunken couch, and she's like, oh my God, it's like a couch. It's so soft. It's almost like being in a couch.
Yeah, it's actually really made for celebrities. It actually really contours celebrity butts a little bit more. And I guess you're sort of a celebrity, so you might be feel like it's comfortable, but like a real celebrity will be like, like Malcolm Jamal Warner came in here previously and was like, wow. This is really comfortable.
And I was like, sorry, you're not a celebrity enough. And then Lisa Bonet came in. Did I say that out loud? I said it out loud. Damn it.
Pierce Brosnan came by. Oh, sorry. I violated my NDA again.
Ooh, so he asked her about the valley. And he's like, oh, I know you're out there, but I haven't seen a lot of commissions. And she's like, well, there's a lot of inventory. And we just keep thinking there's offers, but then people back out or die or, I don't know, fall off the edge of the pool. Because, God, people really can't figure out those infinity. Did you know that when you fall off an infinity pool, you're never seen again? I mean, it really is infinity. It's nuts.
Yeah, it actually, you know, it's like in Toy Story when that little toy is like to infinity and beyond. He's actually just looking for a pool. That's what I discovered during this process. Anyway, yeah, no, I haven't sold it yet. Haven't sold it. I've tried to pitch it to all the celebrities I know. I pitched it to Kiefer Sutherland and to Edward James Olmos and Mary Hart. No one wants it.
Mary Hart. So I used to wait on her at this house that I used to work at, like a private house I used to work at that she would come to with her husband. And she really, her mouth is always wide open in that crazy Entertainment Tonight smile. It's like, ha! Ha! Ha!
I believe that.
So he's like, well, you know, data, numbers, whatever. But, you know, it's kind of a binary thing, you know? Like, are we going to get paid or are we not going to get paid? And that's kind of the question I have for you, Chriselle. She's like, have I said celebrity yet? Ooh.
Do me a favor. Reach out to Susan Powder. See if she's in the market.
You got to eat, breathe, and move, people.
Body by Jake. He's a very dynamic person. This my house might be really good for him. But there's a dog.
Flashing lights, something. Make it go bang, bang. Ooh,
yeah. So Christine shows up in some very odd neon green shoes.
Yeah,
and like a motorcycle out. She's kind of like Grease.
Yeah, it's neon green shoes, fluorescent green shoes, and like fluorescent green earrings. And I know she's holding a magazine that seems to have a splotch of fluorescent green in it. And I'm thinking to myself, is she wearing that magazine as an accessory to her outfit, or did she plan her outfit around the magazine she'd be carrying? Because both are totally, like, that would make sense for her. The other thing is, by the way, Christine, I noticed this on, I'm pulling up her Instagram, because she's just so ridiculous on Instagram. Let's see, what, Christine?
Tell me her last name again?
Quinn.
Christine Quinn. Okay.
Okay, if you look at her Instagram, look at her fourth most recent picture.
Christine Quinn. It's just her whole name?
It's her sitting, yes, the Christine Quinn.
Oh, Jesus, Ben.
Yeah.
Okay,
the Christine Quinn.
Okay.
Okay, so there's... So she's... The picture of her sitting on a TV,
this
right?
This is so her. Look at her line of stories, save stories. They're all just her face. And she's like Sheena, who does, like, her side. Like, she has her side. I guess she likes to be shot.
Yeah, I feel like funny. She is considering herself a lifestyle brand, which is hilarious. So there's a picture of Christine sitting on a TV, and she's wearing a T-shirt that's sort of like a crop top. It's also rolled up and says blonde. And then she's also wearing just like bikini bottom, but like lingerie bikini bottoms. So she's like a lacy lingerie and then like tights. And so she's sitting there, and then her hand is draped over, and her mouth is like, ugh. Like, she's like, look at me. I'm just like in my lingerie, but also wearing a T-shirt. And I'm sitting on a vintage TV for no reason. And then the caption says this: I'm obsessed with seeing people empower strangers. Compliment the stranger below you and comment when you are done. What the fuck? What? I love that. When people put up like thought photos of themselves, but they can't like fully commit to the thoughtness. They have to like put in something that's like meaningful below, so that way people can't be like, you're a thought, you know?
I believe in fairy tales. Comment below if you believe in fairy tales too.
Some girl commented, do you have a TikTok? Love you. And she said, yes, X-Teen Quinn. Oh my God, we've got to go look at that TikTok.
I don't actually have TikTok. I'm afraid to go down the TikTok. Like, I feel like once I download TikTok, there's just going to be... I am going to regress to being 14 years old and like lip syncing to Annie Lennox on it. It'll be terrible.
Well, I'm not sure what it's for, because I have it because my nieces do it all the time, you know? So I'll do it sometimes with them. But I don't... I see other things posted from TikTok, and they're like, a lady cooking, or, you know, like, here's how to get, you know, a stain out of your jeans. So I'm
or
not
here's
really
Melissa
sure.
Gorga competing with her daughter. So then there's another photo of Christine sitting on a TV. The same thing. It's like same outfit. It's like from the same photo.
Her blondie photo or her blondie shirt. I want that shirt.
And she goes, I want every little girl who is told she is bossy to be told instead she has great leadership skills.
Star. She used both the star emojis.
There's nothing wrong with that sentiment, but I just feel like pairing it with this random photo of like her, like just like it's like a pinup photo. It's kind of like the photos of like the it's like in Playboy. Like there's always like a few pictures where someone's clothed before they're like naked.
Yeah,
which is fine, but it's just funny. Like I don't understand what the picture has to do with the caption.
Oh, I have to see what this one of her staring at a fishbowl. Well, she's touching a fishbowl, but she's like looking up at the light. And it says, never forget that that only dead fish swim in the stream. No, never forget that only dead fish swim with the stream. Fish emoji, star emoji, squirt emoji.
I was not aware of her marine biology degree. So then there's another one where she's like standing and like looking at her phone. And then there's like an image of a tweet that she sent out that's like superimposed on the picture that says, and the tweet says, I expect women to be whatever the fuck they want. And then below it, the caption of the actual picture says, tag a woman who inspires you. Ice cream emoji, heart star.
This is like the best thing that ever happened to me.
Is she real?
I'm going to be on here the rest of the day.
She might be a Russian bot. Like, this is these images and these words are random enough that I'm pretty sure they're produced by an algorithm.
She has another one that she's in like a pink latex dress pointing up to the sky, and her hair is blowing behind her. And it says, "My budget is love."
She has the latest picture she has is black and white. And then she's like looking over her shoulder. And then spatter emoji, black heart. Hearts are wild creatures. That's why our ribs are cages. I hate to bring the news about some of the anatomical news to Christine. But your heart is not in the rib cage.
Well, there's one that is her sitting on, like, it looks like outdoor, like adobe pool area. And she's in really short shorts and her, you know, her legs are open and her elbow is down on her knee. Like, she's looking smart and she's got a beret with a, I don't know, a veil that you pull down or something. And it says, crown, lipstick, 1, 2, 3, 4, ? Shrug. And she's turned off the comments, which makes me wonder.
What happened?
What? I'm trying to figure out what is so controversial about this picture.
And I see her really working hard to have like these sassy truisms, like Joe Gorga style. And there's one where she's in, I think, Thailand. She's by a waterfall. It's a very pretty photo. All these photos are very pretty.
Yeah,
and she goes, gorgeous. Yeah, and so she's like smiling, smiling by this waterfall. And she goes, "Mermaids don't lose sleep over the opinions of shrimp." I mean, there's like so many things to unpack about that.
Let me see another one. Don't go chasing waterfalls unless the waterfalls are made of diamonds, of course. Wow, these are great. Okay, let's close this and save some.
Yeah,
for next
we can
week.
Always. Be, yeah, we'll save some for the future.
Wow, that's my good favorite thing to do. I have a new book to read. That's called
that
Christine's
was amazing.
Instagram. So now,
okay.
She is, you know, the last scene of Grease right now, and she's doing an open house, and a song's going that's like, "I'm dynamite, I'm dynamite," and she's like posing and like putting paperwork down, and then like posing and fluffing a pillow, and then posing.
So Mary comes bobbling in with this guy named James, who is, so James is he's a street artist. And he does heart murals. You may have seen his heart murals around your city because he does heart murals.
It kills me that someone is making millions of dollars spray painting hearts on bridges. Like, seriously?
Heart murals.
Hearts.
So, like,
and they show them and they're literally spray painted hearts.
You know, I would be okay if it was like pictures, if it was like street murals of like Ann Wilson, you know, but like it is actual hearts and that makes me upset. So, like, I'm still, like, so pissed at Christine for telling Davina about, you know, Romaine before I got a chance to tell Davina. But, like, I'm going to be cordial because heart murals.
Yeah. Happy face. This is my happy face. I was like, could you keep it still?
You just
crazy.
Knocked into the door jam.
Crazy face. So, Christine shows him around, and she's like, "So, James, anything new in the art world? What are you working on with art?"
Stupid thing to say. Anything new in the art world?
And he's like, "Well,
anything new in the art world?"
He's like, "Well, you know, I'm off to New York Monday, then I'm going to Australia, London, Shanghai." She goes, "Oh my God, sounds stressful."
"I'm going to Mexico this weekend, so I understand totally." So they're showing this house, which I actually do not like this house, by the way. And then he's like, "All right, thank you for showing me this house. Just let me give you all some very loud kisses. Mwah, 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 mwah."
He does. Those are some creepy, gigantic double kisses. I was like, "You can leave now, James.
Get out of here, heart murals."
Yeah, so now they're alone. Mary and Christine are alone. And Mary's face going from door. I don't know what that means, but I have a feeling
maybe got caught
Mary's
on a door.
Face is... I don't know what that means, but Mary really is so like, clunky, and I swear that she's moving more and more in every episode.
Yeah, so this guy leaves, and Christine goes, "Oh my god, he's so nice." And Mary goes, "I know."
And Christine goes, "He's so nice. He's so masculine." So yes. Mary's like, "Have a minute. I talked to Davina, and she said that you'd already told her about Romaine. So, you know, here's your chance. Here's your chance, Christine."
Well, like I told a very opinionated bowl of shrimp cocktail last night, I did tell her. I did tell her, and I feel like you know that you went about this wrong, and you should have called Davina and told her alone. You shouldn't have told everyone in the office first.
And then Mary's head, like, twitches and turns upside down. And Christine's like, "You shouldn't tell everyone in the office before you told Davina." She's like, "But I didn't. Romaine let it slip. I mean, it was Romaine. Romaine did it." She goes, "Yeah, but everyone was talking about it. And everybody was talking about it at lunch. And I just didn't feel that it was fair to her to be left in the dark. Because you know I'm a loyal friend. And you know I have people's backs."
Yeah. And it's a two-way street. Backs are a two-way street, okay? And Mary's head, like, nearly topples off of her torso at that point. She's like, "But you didn't have my back." And Christine's like, "I had your back at the pool party a year ago, and you didn't have my back." But Christine, you... By the way, Christine had Davina's back, but didn't... That doesn't... She was under... Mary was under no obligation of Christine's back, because Christine was fighting for Davina at that point, not Mary. It just was about Mary.
Yeah. They're so crazy. So Mary's like, "Well, I guess she's holding a grudge because I didn't go ballistic on Chriselle. I mean, I've always been loyal." She's like, "My definition of loyalty is like, if I want to bury a bitch, you're there with the shovel, okay? And if I don't like a bitch, you don't like a bitch. That's what loyalty is." And that is so beautifully explained. Like, we've needed somebody to put it this way for Housewives forever. You know, just say what you mean. Okay, I hate her.
I feel
so
like
you
Reza
have to hate
says
her
this. I feel like Reza says this sort of stuff every single episode on Shaz. I mean, Christine is kind of like Reza ultimately.
Oh, don't ruin Christine for me.
By the way, how dumb is Reza that he sort of got out of real estate right when real estate shows are so hot right now?
Well, he tried,
which is weird because there's a pandemic. That's true. So Christine's like, "Davina's been a very good, loyal friend to me. Like, I literally ran over a hobo with my car, and she buried him herself. Didn't even have to ask, okay? That's loyal. She's a loyal bitch. And I just didn't want to have her blindsided at the party, so I thought I'd blindside her earlier instead."
Well, if Christian didn't want someone to come to your wedding and you tried to change his mind, but then, like, you were, like, stuck with it, like, you would side with him. You would side with him.
Mary, you just nearly knocked over a figurine, so please control yourself in this house. It does not belong to either of us.
Are you kidding? Like, I was the one being an adult, trying to give her respect, which she doesn't deserve, because she's disrespected Romaine so bad. She said so many things.
Yeah, yeah. She goes, "She's done it over and over again, okay?" And Christine goes, "Well, tell me what you're upset about." Mary's like, Davina's the one at the center of it all. And when if someone hears something, where's it from? Davina, okay? Davina is the one. Davina." I'm like, "Well, Mary, now you're proving that you're really fake, because you're acting like you're really good friends with Davina, but, like, truthfully, you actually have the issue with Davina, too, which is what we always suspected."
Yeah. And she's like, "Well, I mean, I'm fighting for my fiancé." And she goes, "It's not about the wedding. It's about her feeling excluded." She goes, "But I didn't want to make it like that." She's like, "But she's confused."
And now Mary does something. I don't know if you noticed this, but this is, like, my favorite Mary trick of all time. I feel like we learned what Mary does when she's cornered in an argument. She develops a British accent. Did you notice that?
No.
She goes, "Okay, we have never hung out outside the office, okay? And we do not hang out on our own, and we don't text about other things other than the office. But other than that, I'm just not good friends with her." I'm like, what, where would that accent come from, Mary?
Well, I love that. So she's like, I think you handled it poorly. She's like, but I was trying to approach her. She's like, but when? She goes, you know what? I'm done talking because I can't trust you. Like, you were not loyal. She goes, you weren't loyal to me at the pool party.
Mary's like, you know what? My nerves are shot. Partially because my spinal cord is half frayed at the moment, okay?
And she does walking off like... Bloop, 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 bloop.
She bounces off four walls and finally makes it to the front door and exits.
Sit back and watch me go. Feel adrenaline, take control.
So Maya and Brett show up at like a construction site.
My queen.
And Maya, you say
my
your queen.
My queen. I love her. Love Maya. I love every
I love
scene
her.
She's in.
Same. So Brett's like, all right, this is development. This is basically my baby. And she's like, oh, your baby. Oh, gosh. Your baby smells. What's that smell? What's that smell,
your
Brett?
Your baby stink, buddy. He's like, oh, this is an RTI ready to issue. We're going to put in an infinity right over there. It's 3,700 square feet with blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I act as a consultant through this project, and I always get the listing in the end. That's my present. She goes, oh, the tree. Can they cut it?
He's like, yeah. All right, let's do a quiz. Okay, what you're just a girl, so you might not know this, but what do you call this? A wall? Wow. What about this? A floor? Wow. And then she goes, so is it safe in here? He goes, yeah, yeah. You just have to watch out for that hole in the wall. And there's this hole that goes down like four stories. It's like right by her feet.
So he gives her a tour of the whole place, and he's like, yeah, I'm like, you're only a 30-second drive up from Sunset. She goes, so house downstairs, what is it gonna be? More rooms? He's like, yes, you got it. God, you're really nailing it.
And then he said that this is his baby, and she goes, you know, Brett, when I walk in, I was like, what is this dump? Okay. But now that I see it has views, sort of, there's a tree really, but tree views, it's actually a cool project, you know, except for the vortex to hell that's in the middle of the living room.
Get tree down. I like that she just keeps pointing out the tree. He's like, all right, what's it cost here? She goes, well, 300 for pool, 300 square foot, tree, terrible tree. Okay, at least a million. And he's like, exactly. Now, how long will it take? 14 to 16 month cut down tree, 2 months, 16 months. He's like, yes, nailing it.
Now, do you want to lock in what you've won so far or go for another question? No, I'll do it. He goes, okay, well, first, I have a little gift for you. She goes, what is it, chocolate?
Yeah, that is so good. Because he pulls out the key from his pocket. He pulls out a key and dangles it in front of her face and goes, I have a gift for you. She goes, what, chocolate?
And he shows the key. And he goes, and she goes, what is this? He actually like gives her the key. She goes, what is this? Is this strange fish, dead fish? Strange, very hard shell, dead fish? He goes, no, that's a key to this house. The listing? The tree, the house of the tree? You're giving me the house of the tree?
It's your project, baby. She's like, oh, how does it work when they assign property to you? I don't know. We have to ask Mary.
A little sweetness, a little spice. I know you're watching me.
So now we're back at the office, and Heather does not really get much attention this episode. She actually has not had a lot going on with her story. She's just sort of stuck in the back of the office all season. And she's like, guys, I'm getting a stress rash, you guys. It pops up on my forehead.
And Chriselle goes, mine is my face. Chriselle is always trying to compete with everybody on every single thing. Like, you even have to have a stress rash just like somebody else. Come on.
A rival stress rash. So Mary's like, she still like has residual anger from her Christine meeting. She's like, it's hard to work with no internet. It's like, Mary, you're trying to type on the stapler right now. Your computer's the one next to it.
So Jason's like, Mary, I just got the offer on your house, 2.9. She goes, they're asking 3.2, Jason. It's like, oh, I've never heard an agent so mad about an offer, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So she's telling your client not to take my offer. Awesome. Awesome. Okay. That's great. That's great, Mary. That's great. She's like, no, it's just that, like, that's like they asked for 3-2 and we can get higher. That's like not even a 3. They're going to lose money on it. Mary, you're going to fall out of your chair. Settle down, Mary. Come on, Mary.
It's like, well, I'm going to call my client and I'm going to suggest that he doesn't take it. So she goes out and, like, wobbles around outside on her phone.
And by the way, let's also talk about how, like, I feel like Jason, like, the way he, like, talks to Mary, it's just so condescending. Because all season long, Jason is doesn't really compromise on anything. And he kind of, like, badgers everyone, it feels like, when they compromise. Or is like, this is going to be bad for this is going to look bad. This is going to look bad. That's going to be embarrassing. It's going to be embarrassing. But in a moment where he's going to get a commission, he's like, you should fucking take it. You're crazy, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So she calls a client, and she's mad. And she's like, well, it's obviously up to you, but my suggestion is don't take it, okay? I really think I can get someone to give you higher. I really, really do.
Sorry, I almost fell into the street. Sorry. Anyway.
It's like a bus has never seen somebody pace before.
It's Sunset Boulevard. People fall on the street all the time here. It's not crazy.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a...
Now's the time for extraordinary award-winning box sets on Now TV. See every epic episode of Game of Thrones, Both Sides of the Law in The Wire, and why Chernobyl got everyone talking. Award-winning shows are ready and waiting with no contract on the Now TV Entertainment Pass. To start your 7-day free trial today, search Now TV. 18 plus new customers only. Auto renews at $8.99 unless cancelled. Terms apply.
Crappens commercial.
Watch what Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Higher than high-res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kiss, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Oops, she did it again, it's Brittany Montano.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy. Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible, edible Matthew Sisters.
The Wyndham Beneath Our Wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
She's Ferelio, it's Lindsay Ferelio.
Lourdes, the Lordess of the Rings.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
So she goes back in. He's like, so how did that go?
Yeah. And she's like, it was fine. And so she sits down. And then Amanda, for her one line of the episode, is like, so what's going on? And she goes, I'm fuming, okay? Jason's client came in and wrote a low offer. And now I'm struggling to figure it out. And then Jason says, Mary, my client really wants an answer, okay? She wants an answer and wants to know, can you install a TV that rises very slowly out of the floor? Please, come on now.
Mary's like, you're being a dick right now. He's like, I think you're being dismissive right now. She's like, that is 300 less than what we're asking, Jason. He's like, well, if it sits on the market more, he's not going to get 2.9 again, so deal with it.
And she was like, you know what? They're thinking it over and allowing me to get a better offer. And then Jason's like, well, my client can pull the offer anytime they want, okay? And you know what? You know what? Like, it's a shitty offer. Pull it. I don't care. Just pull it. He's like, it's not a shitty offer. It's not. You don't have any other offers. He's like, no, I don't have any written offers, but I have interested buyers. And then Brett's like, oh, yeah? all these interested buyers, have you called them? It's like, you guys have been talking to her literally since she came in. You guys are such assholes. No. Don't try to gaslight her as if she's not
answer.
Doing her job.
I want an answer, Mary.
So then the next day, it's or maybe that day, who knows, really? It's lunchtime.
I think it's the next day because it's breakfast. Oh, lunch.
Oh, no, I don't know. It's a meal time.
I think it's breakfast because one of them gets French toast, which feels more of like, I don't think they would have carbs like that at lunch.
Oh, so they go to breakfast. It's Christine, Maya, and Davina. And Christine's like, oh, we went to Spaga last night and had like a bottle and a half of wine. Like, all I drink is coffee and red wine. Like, a caffeine whore and an alcoholic.
Maya goes, I miss that. But like, I don't understand what going to Spago and having the bottle and a half of wine have to do with one another. You can do that like literally any restaurant.
I know, but it's so funny how she's always like,
oh yeah, Spago last night.
Yeah,
so
I went to
I'm rich
Spago.
Now.
So I'm so glad Christian and I are going away today. Like, it's been hard working for almost 4 days straight, you know?
Yeah.
And then the food comes and like, Christine, aren't you eating? She's like, no, I just put my lip ointment on. I can't. and she's like drinking her coffee out of a straw, like from a hot coffee mug.
So she's like, so Romaine seemed super heated. And Davina's like, it was weird. Like, I mean, it's like weird of him. Like, he's so angry. Like, it's not even healthy for him.
Davina is so that like bully in elementary school that like picks on you and then like you're like, you know what? Be quiet, Davina. Oh my god, you're like so sensitive. Like, yeah. I can't believe you're like angry right now. You need to calm down.
Yeah.
You need to calm down.
She goes, I mean, it's not that he's mad, it's how he handled it. And Maya's like, well, most important thing is you apologize. What else can you do? Cut down tree? Sure, this is a good idea.
They're like, and ma'am, here's your drink. What is this? It's a coffee? No, but what is this chocolate? No, it's a coffee cup. It's chocolate.
Could you do me a fave? Put a key in here. I'm kidding.
Question. Does this restaurant have any hole in the floor I could fall through to my death? No? Okay, good.
Well, I thought nice that Chriselle sent flowers to you at your party. And Christine's like, it would have been nicer if she just sucked it up and came. Then everyone in the office would have been like, that's so nice. Like, I mean, I don't hold grudges. Sorry. Like, I'm a Christian.
I'm a Christian, okay? Yes. By the way, you don't hold grudges. You literally just, like, yelled at Mary because you didn't like how she acted at a pool party a year ago.
And you're mad right now about something that happened last week that you already forgave Chriselle for. But you
also are dressed like you are on the run from a mobster, which probably has something to do with a grudge.
Yeah, she's like at a mob funeral. She's wearing like a big black rimmed hat. So
and
funny.
Like sunglasses. She's like, I believe in forgiveness. Like, I apologize all the time. I do stupid shit all the time, okay? Like, I don't want this, like I'm not going to Chriselle grudge you, okay?
Oh, so then back at the office, someone's like, what are you guys doing this weekend? And Maya's like, change diapers. How you doing with your two kids, Heather? And she's like, we have a nanny, so.
And just like awkward silence because she says it like, you don't have a nanny? So I have a question, Maya. So when it's time for your husband to like shoot his show for HGTV, what's that like for you? Oh, your husband doesn't have an HGTV show? Oh, got it.
She's like, and Christine? And they're like, oh, she's going to Mexico. But they just got back from vacation. She, you know what? Her boyfriend, her fiance, he like hotel.
Yeah. Hey, guys. I'm going to show you my new listing. Can you guys all gather around to see my new listing? I got a new listing, guys. I got a new listing. It's 2-3. If you know any buyers, it's 2-3. And it's being sold by Torek, my boyfriend. Here's my new listing, guys. Take a look. So the girls all like gather around Heather's laptop. And then one of the twins, I think it was Jason, he just like gets up and like walks out of the office. But to do that, he has to like walk by the girls, which means he has to push Mary out of the way. And I guarantee you, he had truly no reason to go outside. He just wanted to push Mary out of the way at that moment.
So Chriselle gets a phone call. She's like, I got to take this. Could be a celebrity. Can't tell you who. NDA, thanks. And it's Sean, the gross agent. He's like, hey, honey. He's like, hey, they. I just sent you an email about the house on Laurel. I got the perfect buyer. Just want to make sure I'm in every single episode of this show. All right. You know the dream team? She's like, I mean, I've heard of them.
I mean, we're talking Mindy Cohen, Kim Fields, right? Am I on the right track here? Dream team?
He's like, well, listen, my client was married to Scottie Pippen, and their kid is playing ball at Vanderbilt, and you have a house with a basketball court.
So I think that's a perfect fit. Anyway, how about you and I meet this awful lady at that house in that crazy part of the world called the Valley, and we'll figure this out. She's like, great. Okay, just fair warning, this woman is truly awful. You do not understand how terrible she is, so just really be prepared.
Oh my God, could you believe that it was her? Ugh.
I can. Larsa Pippen, she has no interest in this house. She just wants to be on TV.
Yes, thirst. She found the thirstiest real estate guy to show her a house, because she's the thirstiest.
For people may actually not realize this, but Larsa Pippen was a real housewife. She was on season one of Real Housewives of Miami, and she was just so awful. And, you know, I don't know if she left or was fired, but she was only on for one season, and she has since gone on to, like, she's like a professional hanger-on with Kim Zolciak and the Kardashians. She's sort of like always sneaking her way into Kim Kardashian parties and stuff like that. You'll sort of find her on the edges of those pictures, and she basically is trying to craft her face into Kylie Jenner, and that's not why she's awful. It's more of a manifestation of her awfulness. She's awful because she's a terrible person.
Yeah, she's terrible. So she goes back inside. Christelle goes back to the girls, and Mary's like, oh my God, that sounded awesome. She's like, yeah, it sounds too good to be true, but we'll see. And Heather's like, what's that, babe? She goes, oh, I just got a call. It's this guy, his dad is Scottie Pippen. Do you guys know who that is?
Yeah. Well, she also goes, she goes, I just got a call about a potential buyer, and her son plays basketball. Everyone's like, ooh, basketball. She's like, yeah, his dad's actually Scottie Pippen. I'm like, why would you bury the Scottie Pippen part?
A basketball. So, do you know who that is? And Chriselle's like, you know, who cares? So Maya goes, oh, yes, you know, I'm showing house to Michael Jordan tomorrow.
And this is such an LA thing to say. Yeah. Michael B. Jordan or Michael Jordan?
She goes, what's the difference?
and then Mary's like, oh, Michael B. Jordan. He was in that boxing movie. What's it called? Maya goes, Space Jam.
The real Michael Jordan? She goes, yeah. Oh, kidding. My God, I'm bullshitting around.
I was so sad. I actually believed her, and I was like, oh, I love that she's just fully one-upping. Of course she would one-up Scottie Pippen. In fact, given if you ever, like, I don't think you watched The Last Dance, but having watched The Last Dance and seeing how huge Michael Jordan's ego is, I think if he saw this episode, he would actually call up Maya and be like, get me a house and make sure it's larger than Scottie Pippen's ex-wife's house. That's all I want. It just has to be bigger than Scottie Pippen.
It was funny watching everybody fall all over themselves. Like, Michael Jordan! Oh my God, even the actor Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan! Michael Jordan! She's like, kidding. And Heather goes, that's funny.
She was probably having a panic attack because she's basically like, I'm sort of dating the most famous person that anyone else is dating or knows. So she's a little threatened at that moment.
So we're on Sunset because Mary and one of them, Jason, I guess, went to get a coffee. And there's just a close up of some lady getting out of one of those cars where the doors go up sideways. I hate those fucking cars. Stupid. I forget what they are. But she can't get out of it. I just put girl tries to get out of stupid car badly. Like, that is so LA, whoever got that B-roll.
Stupid doors. Just use a traditional door. It's not that big deal.
Yeah.
So Mary's client has accepted Jason's offer, which means that she kind of has to, like, tail between her legs, which is bullshit, you know, because she really... Jason put her in a bad position, like a time pressure, and so she just had to accept it. And she said that she's just really disappointed because, you know, my clients are just gonna like They, you know, it's like the difference in commission, that's like negligible for me. It's like not a big deal. I mean, even though I am having a wedding and it's really expensive, and I'm not saying that I'm paying for all of it, but let's just say that difference in commission really would make my life easier. Anyway, I'm just sad for the client.
Yeah, because they apparently overpaid for it in the first place and then put all this money into it. And so their mistake. So then she invites him to be in their bridal party, which is weird.
Yeah.
It's like, I hate you.
I'm sure Roman will love that.
Yeah. He's like, not wearing a dress, though. I can tell you that much.
Yeah, good one, Jason. By the way, I'm starting to tell Jason and Brett apart, which just makes me feel concerned about myself. I think Jason has veneers, and Brett, like Jason's face is a little bit more, like, I'm not trying to say this in a mean way, but, you know, like, alien head shape where that's like pointy on the bottom but round on top, that's a little bit more Jason's, and Brett is more just sort of oval.
Oh, that means one of them was picked up as a baby more than the other one. So probably. Maybe one of them was given attention, the other one was just left in the crib.
I think so. I feel like Brett seems a little more secure than Jason. Jason seems to be a little bit more of an asshole than Brett, so probably Brett got help more, right?
Yeah, I don't know. God, don't even get me into mommy issues. We'll be here for a week.
Brett was held more, which is why he doesn't feel the need to. Yes.
So, chipping luxury, we play professionally. It's like, wow, they really are shoehorning those lyrics in there. So let's go to the Valley House.
Littlewood, Chriselle. She's like, you know, this house has a few challenges. I mean, the dog, the plane, the driveway, the ghost, the Korean man living in the basement.
But you know what? All you see at first are tiles and bathrooms. And she's like trying to walk up this driveway in those heels. It is hilarious. She's walking up really shakily. And she's now, instead of her bump it, she's wearing this gigantic bun hair pony thing on top of her head.
It's like she has to wear it to like change her center of gravity so she can go up the driveway safely.
So Sean and Larsa show up. He's like, hey, we're here to check out the house. Look at this, I got a celebrity. You know, you've got a house, she needs a house.
Yeah, and they like walk in the door, and Sean's like, so Larsa, what's your first impression? She goes, I mean, I took two steps in. What?
It's like, I just took two steps in, but I'm scared of the driveway. I mean, I have 12 cars, so...
Yeah. Yeah, because he's like, well, you know what, Larsa? You can just drive your car right up to the garage. You'll be fine. And she's like, I have 12 cars. So we know you're not buying this house, because if you have 12 cars, you're not looking at a house in the hills, because there's no space for 12 cars unless you're getting the $40 million house. Or you're just bullshitting.
Well, this
or
is also, the Valley House.
12 cars?
Yeah,
no, this but I'm is saying.
But remember in Real Housewives of Real, remember the, no, this is the one on the side of the freeway, right?
But either way, it's by the side of the freeways, but it's in that like hilly part of the valley. It's like it's on the other half, like the hills. It's still the valley hills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Chriselle's like, yeah, that could cost you $20 million more, and it's on the other side of the hill, so good luck, stupid. But do you remember that episode of Real Housewives where Larsa went shopping for her kid's car or her nephew's car or something? Yeah, she loves to just buy a ton of cars.
Oh, that's right. I feel like we had, because that was during the Housewife Hoedown times, and I remember we used to play a game like, was it like...
Who's
better
worse?
Than or worse than? Who's worse? And we compared Larsa to the economy. So who's worse, Larsa or the economy?
That's how long we've been doing this. It was like, God.
It was during like the Great Recession.
Yeah.
Who's worse, Larsa or the Great Recession? Who's worse, Larsa or coronavirus?
Yeah, that's actually one of the first really angry comments we got, because that was on YouTube back in the day. And someone was like, how dare you compare Larsa Pippen to Hitler and the economy? they like took it super seriously.
They were angry.
Oh, good times. Memories.
So Larsa's also the sort of person that when she goes through a house, she just repeats the last piece of information that was given to her. It's like, so this is, you'll see we've got a kitchen island here, and this is all new construction. And she goes, oh, it's new construction. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Kitchen Island. Wow, wow.
Okay, Kitchen Island.
She's like, can
okay.
I show you the outside? She goes, oh, yeah, the outside. So they go out there, and Sean is that guy who's always complimenting the person you hate. He's like, yes, Scotty Jr. can practice his foul. It's like, we get it. You're impressed that she was married to a famous person who plays basketball. Okay, sir. Yeah.
So he's Larsa could not look more disinterested in this house. She's like begrudgingly giving comments like, yeah, I love how private it is. It's great. I like this grass.
He's like, look at that view of the valley. Oh, yeah, look at that.
She just hates it. So she's like, what about the closet? Come here. And she's like, oh my God, the closet. You're going to love the closet. Let's go up. Here's the closet. It's big and beautiful. And Larsa goes, well, it's definitely beautiful. Yeah. Is there another one?
Yeah, Larsa. So Larsa. To everything Larsa says, it's like, I'm richer than this. Okay?
Yeah. Larsa, you are barely a celebrity. Okay. You are barely. Like, Chriselle is literally more famous than you, Larsa. Okay.
So.
Sean is more famous.
Let's see. They go look at the bathroom. There's a steam shower, blah, blah, blah. They check it out. And Sean's like, you know what? There's value here. You don't tell a woman who's trying to prove how rich she is about value. Okay. That's the wrong keyword, sir.
Yeah. Exactly. Just say, like, Kylie Jenner once came through here and really liked it, so you should like it too. She's like, okay, yeah. But. So yeah. Chriselle's like, you know what? Like, the clock is ticking on this property, and I'm trying to beat the clock. A buzzer beater, if you will. Wow, really nailed that. That was a basketball reference, guys. Basketball.
All right. Well, love the house. Beautiful. Really nice meeting you.
I know, Larsa. Can't even pretend to be interested. Not even for the cameras. Yeah, that's great.
So let's go back to the office.
So we're at the office, and basically it's just Mary and Chriselle. They're the last ones in the office. And Mary's like, this week has been unreal.
Are you okay? Because your head is twisted further around in your seat than anyone I've ever seen. So just want to make, does your neck hurt? You okay?
First of all, I went to Chit Chat earlier and tried to order my new favorite beverage, the macadamia nut, and they were out of it. Apparently, Davina was there. Ugh, I hate her.
She's like, it's after 5, so I'm going to have a glass of wine. Do you want to join? And Chriselle's like, you know what? I have to drive in a second, so let's do that.
Thank God for Oppenheim wine. Officially from Oppenheim.
So she pretends she's going to talk about the wedding. She's like, you know, the wedding stuff coming together. Venue. We got a venue. And Chriselle's like, so it's the stressful part with Davina sorted out? She's like, well, kind of. I mean, I found out that Christine told her. So I was like, why would we do that? I mean, we used to be so close. So.
Yeah. And she's like, you know, like Christine said that Davina's been like a really good friend and I apparently haven't been a good friend or something like that. And then she's like, I was loyal to you until you went and like consoled Chriselle when I was defending you. And I'm just like, I mean, I would roll my eyes, but I actually think it would upset the balance and cause my entire head to fall off right now. So I'm just going to just pretend I'm rolling my eyes.
Yeah. And like that fight, I mean, give me a break. Like Davina was the catalyst. I mean, you didn't do anything. All you did was ask questions. And she's like, yeah, you know, anytime someone's nice to me, like it's like Christine has to lash out at them to keep her soldiers in line. And Mary's like, I am not a soldier, okay? I'm not 10. Like soldiers who are 10. Yeah. Child soldiers. I mean, why not, right? Just get a gun. Soldiers. Get a gun, you little 10-year-old. Go on.
Sometimes if I hear that song Toy Soldiers by Martika, I change the station because it's I'm not that. I'm not about that song, okay? Step by step, no, I will not do that, okay? I am a friend, and I will like who I want to like or who Jason tells me to like, okay?
It's like, yeah, it's not high school where the queen bee decides what table you sit at. I mean, I know for myself, like, Christine has a very toxic vibe, and I wouldn't want a friend like that because I couldn't trust her.
I was like, oh, I don't think you're wrong, but don't think that just because Mary's mad right now that she's not going to run to Christine with this at some point.
Yeah. Yeah, at some point, once they patch things up, she'll be like, you know what? Chriselle said that you're in high school and you're the queen bee. So Mary's like, I would never think that she would be the one to run back to tell her. I'm like, Mary, This is Christine, okay? Like, the moment those words came out of Romaine's lips, you had a 30-second countdown. That's when you have to go call Davina and say, hey, Davina, I'm at a party that no one invited you to, and Romaine told everyone this, so I'm going to tell you this first. You're not invited to our wedding. Okay, bye.
Yeah, see ya. So she's like, I mean, she's got, like, all this aggression towards me. I just, like, don't know what to do. She's like, do you even want her at the wedding, though? She's like, oh, Chriselle, you know, she smiles so much that you don't understand, like, all the underhanded things she does. But yes, she does do them.
And so and now Mary's come back like, to haunt her.
She's like, oh, my God, I don't even know.
That's going to come back to haunt Chriselle. Because it's going to be like, you know, Chriselle, I thought we were, like, really starting a new page. And, like, first you didn't come to my party. And even though you explained exactly why in a very mature way and sent flowers, I still want to point out that I'm pretty immature, so I'm upset about that. And then you told Mary not to invite me to her wedding. And I just feel like that's, like, not loyal. That's like me killing someone and then you telling the police. And that's, like, not cool.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, that was fun. That ends that episode. So we have, I believe we have 3 more episodes of this season, right? Are there still 8 in this season? I haven't even checked.
I don't know, but the new season starts in August, so it's kind of going to be like one big season for us.
I know. It looks like we're going to be able, I know. It looks like we're going to be able to jump right into that. Yeah, there's only 8 episodes, so we'll be able to jump into season 3 probably on time.
It's just going to be like one big season, sort of like a $40 million season, okay? It's like, there's like no season that's as big as this one in the hills, okay? This is like the biggest season in the hills, okay?
But I have 12 cars, so I'm going to need a bigger season. Everybody, thank thanks for being here. Go get your masks over at Crap and Smirch. Come get us on Cameo if you need one. Go visit those small businesses. Be good people. Love each other. Hug each other. You see someone in the street, hug them.
Hug them. Well, no. Socially distance. What are you talking about? Hug them with your eyes.
Air hugs.
No hugging. Socially distance. Nod. Wash your hands. Wear your mask. It's serious, people.
We'll talk to you later, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Blazing sun. Yes, please. A good book. Sleeping baby. Oh, yes. Weak bladder. No! Problem. For now, little leaks might happen, but they don't need to spoil a good time. Lights by Ten Aligners with 5-in-1 freshness keeps you fresh, dry, and protects from odour, whatever you're doing. Now, where was I? Lights by Ten Aligners. Available now. #LetsTalkLittleLeaks.